After days of speculation, it's been signed and sealed. A contract that should secure the biggest single foreign investment in the Czech Republic since the fall of communism. Czech government officials on Thursday signed a contract with the South Korean carmaker Hyundai on the construction of a major car plant in the eastern part of the Czech Republic. But behind the smiles and handshakes, there was an air of uncertainty. The absence of Hyundai's chairman, Chung Mong-koo, indicted on corruption charges, has evoked speculation as to whether Hyundai will be able to meet its commitments. Daniela Lazarova has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. Now, Daniela, this deal is obviously a big coup for the government, and it's put a brave face on the complications that have emerged. But we are getting some disturbing signals from South Korea, aren't we?
We are, yes. The situation is quite uncertain at this point. Hyundai has made it very clear in its statements to the press that the start of construction work will have to be put off until the company's chairman has returned. And since that is unforeseeable, it might have to be put off indefinitely. That is quite disturbing news, of course. On the other hand, Czech officials are treating the chairman's arrest as an unfortunate matter that will, however, not threaten the deal itself. The Trade and Industry Minister, Milan Urban, who headed the Czech delegation to the signing ceremony, said that the terms of the agreement were clear and binding, and that he himself had received assurances from Hyundai officials that everything would go according to plan.
So what is the plan exactly? Now, there's been speculation that the deal won't be as big as originally thought, and the plant might not be ready to schedule.
That's right. We've heard an awful lot of speculation. Originally, construction work was scheduled to begin this summer, but the terms of the contract say something different and would obviously give Hyundai some breathing space. Jiří Havlíček is the trade ministry's spokesman, and here's what he had to say.
The Hyundai Auto Company has committed itself to starting construction work on the plant within 3 months of acquiring a building permit, and no later than the end of 2007.
So as we heard there, construction work should start no later than the end of next year. The first car should roll off the production line in 2008, which is very ambitious indeed. And by 2010, the plant should be producing 300,000 cars a year and employing some 3,500 people. In the first phase, Hyundai will invest 750 million euros, we're told, and total investment should exceed 1 billion euros. So in the contract, there are some firm commitments and some more flexible points where the company can deliver as the situation develops. Its priorities now apparently are to apply for investment incentives, which is something to be approved by the European Commission, and also to request a building permit.
Now, what happens if they fail to meet the construction deadline because of how the corruption scandal develops?
Well, in that case, of course, the Czech Republic could pull out of the agreement, and Hyundai would have to return the investment incentives and doubtless also pay heavy compensation. But that really would be an extreme situation, and it seems very unlikely that the whole deal will fall through. Both sides have a lot riding on it. Hyundai needs a new plant. It's already got a brand new Hyundai model, which is to be produced here in the Czech Republic. And the Czech Republic, for its part, needs the foreign investment and the jobs. So no doubt every effort will be made to make this happen.
Thanks very much, Daniela, for joining me here.